Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you struggle with limiting beliefs? Well, if you're a human being, the answer is yes, because we all struggle with them as we're human beings. And today we're going to go through how to deal with them. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I've had so many limiting beliefs. And like I've just touched on, that's because I'm a human being. Human beings are always going to have limiting beliefs. These come from our childhood. They can come from experiences when some emotional event happened that can inflict some kind of belief into our system. Now, limiting beliefs aren't true, but we tell ourselves in our head they're true. One that I really discovered was, am I good enough in general? And that's what got me onto the whole self-esteem and confidence, and then the confidence coaching path, and then the personal growth coaching path. I thought, it's all right, I've got rid of all my limiting beliefs. And then I went to an event called Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins. As you would have expected, if you're a regular listener, you probably know it's one of his events. But Date with Destiny really goes into your deep core, into your values and your beliefs. And I uncovered a lot more. And through my journey, I've uncovered more limiting beliefs than I've realized. Now, the way I can deal with them and understand them is a lot better and quicker these days. And I find I have less limiting beliefs, but I still get limiting beliefs because I'm a human being. Now, what is a limiting belief, you ask, or you might ask? A limiting belief is a belief is a feeling of certainty you have about something. And limiting beliefs are about ourselves, typically, but they can be about other people. But in today's episode, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs you have to yourself. We can have limiting beliefs that we're not good enough to do a task. We have a limiting belief that perhaps we won't be loved or we won't be liked. It comes out in many, many different forms of fear. Now, we could spend a lifetime really trying to understand what our limiting beliefs are, and self-awareness is absolutely key. But it's really, really important that you train your emotions like you would every single day, like you would every day physically to train your body. Well, hopefully you're doing that because you want to stay on top physically and mentally. It's really important we train ourselves and we embed the beliefs we want to feel inside of ourselves. And that's what I started doing. And even when things would pop up like, I'm not good enough to do this, I really had to look in the deep root, and then I'd have to say something like, I am amazing. And that's a good belief to feel. Now, you could say it to yourself out loud if you don't believe it, and say it once, you're not going to believe it. The chances are your brain's going to go, that's absolute rubbish. But when you keep saying it consistently and with emotion, the new empowering belief, and an empowering belief is something that you want to feel that's going to make you stronger. It's not something that's going to hold you back, because limiting beliefs really, really hold us from going forward. If you're running from something or you're kind of using excuses, and blimey, our brain is a really good liar at times to keep us away from things that we're fearful of because we've got limiting beliefs. It'll tell us stuff like, I'm not really interested in doing that. Maybe next year, maybe next month or next week. I did that in the wrong order then, didn't I? But yeah, our limiting beliefs can cause us to say all sorts of excuses to ourselves. And unfortunately, if you keep getting attached to the limiting belief, where focus goes, energy flows. So if you keep focusing on the limiting beliefs and allowing it into your life, your energy is going to go that way. It's going to be drained and not so good. But if you force yourself into positive, empowering beliefs, then you're going to become stronger. So I'm going to give you a few steps on what I've done when I've really recognized that, maybe I feel like I'm not good enough for that, or perhaps, maybe that's a bad thing to do. When I've been able to consciously pay attention to that, what I've done is I've really, really embedded the new beliefs I want to feel to make me take action. And you've got to see it as a must. What's the difference between a should and a must? A should is something you think, maybe I might do it. And even just saying that kind of language yourself, it's not going to create a definitive or dedicated action. It's more likely that you're going to pull out of it. You've got to say, I must have these empowering beliefs. I must take action to change in myself. So the language you use is critical because it's going into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is the part of the mind that's not always recognizable. And that's where a lot of these limiting beliefs are stored. You may have had a memory in childhood or an experience that was traumatizing. You didn't even think it was that bad at the time. But perhaps you heard something and it's called a limiting belief that made you feel that you're not enough or you're not worthy of doing something, or perhaps you're not as lovable. Perhaps those are things, because those are things that I certainly felt. So anyway, I'll waffle a little bit there. But what to do? What can you do? So the first step is take note of anything that feels a bit off during the day. And then as you do this more and more, you'll become better, like anything in life. But pay attention to something when you hold, particularly when you're holding yourself back or fearful. What are you really feeling? And be totally honest with yourself. The truth will set you free, because when you can understand the truth, you can actually acknowledge it and do something about it. But if you ask yourself, why am I holding myself back from this? What is the limiting belief? Is it because you're not good enough? Is it because you're not worthy? Is it because you don't feel like you'd fit in? What's the limiting belief? And it usually starts deep down. The deep down limiting belief starts with the words, I am. And it's attaching to your identity. So look actually what you're believing and be really honest with yourself. And don't worry, you don't have to, every time a fearful thought or worry pops up, you don't have to go into like an hour of analysis, or even half an hour, even 20 minutes of analysis. Just write down the thought that popped up and jot it down in your journal, in your phone for the end of the day. And then at the end of the day, just evaluate it. Just evaluate all these thoughts that are coming in. And it's really good to journal. That's why getting your thoughts down onto paper and working through it is really, really powerful. So start to evaluate what it is. What are you actually believing? What's this limiting belief that's holding you back from talking to your boss for a promotion, from talking to that person that might help grow your business, from talking to that person you like? What's the limiting belief that's holding you back? Now, there's fear, of course there is. But actually, if there's something you keep blocking yourself, keep paying attention to these things and ask yourself, what is this limiting beliefs? Keep noting them down. And at the end of the day, really analyze what these beliefs are. And then what are you going to do after that? Okay, so you pick your limiting beliefs. Great, that's a great start. And acknowledge yourself for that. And as I always say, praise yourself for doing any kind of work. As human beings, we're terrible for praising ourselves, but we're very good at criticizing ourselves. And this is a pattern I found in many clients, many people I've worked with and myself in the past. So really, really praise yourself for actually doing that exercise, because I know you're going to do this. Of course you are. And then when you've evaluated them, listed them, what I want you to do is look at what the top reoccurring limiting beliefs. Perhaps there's two or three of them, and they're usually in the form of, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not likable. Just look at your top limiting beliefs. And then really acknowledge what they are. And then what I want you to do is look at what the opposite is. What's the opposite belief? So if you say, I'm not lovable, for example, say it would be, I'm extremely lovable. So look at opposite, empowering, powerful language beliefs. Now, you might look at the belief at first that's the opposite and think, oh, I can never believe that about myself. Well, you won't if you tell yourself that. It's a bit like when people say, I'll never be able to give that up. And I can say this from experience recently. I was like a big, big coffee man. And I realized I was saying, I'll never be able to give up coffee. And I realized it's a story I was telling myself. If you tell yourself a story that you'll never be able to change a limiting belief in this instant, you won't do. Again, so we've got to do a little bit of exercise and practice here to actually change your beliefs. So write the opposite beliefs. And even if you don't feel like you believe them now, they're things you want to believe. So if you want to believe, I'm extremely lovable, write that down. Or I am more than worthy, or I am awesome. I'm incredible. If you want to believe those things, write them down. Write two or three things down. And then what you do then is actually start saying them with emotional intensity every day, these new powerful beliefs. I do this 3 times a day at least, because repetition is what's going to make you stronger. And what you're doing is saying it with intensity. So saying something over and over again with not only repetition, but with intensity, it's going to go into your system a lot more and replace those negative beliefs. You have to have something to replace the negative limiting beliefs in your system. And listening to some powerful music can help as well. I like to do that. I listen to songs which have good lyrics, strong lyrics, like Unstoppable by Sia, for example. Is the classic song I always talk about. So that's the process in what you do. If you don't regularly start to say powerful beliefs to yourself, you're just going to be stuck with the old ones. You can't just run away from trying to get away from negative limiting beliefs that have been there probably a lot of your life. You can't just go away and try and run away from it. You've got to put something new in there. You've got to put new empowering beliefs. So looking at what the opposite of the limiting belief is a really, really good start. And then as you go through life, you might have something that pops up again and really analyze it. We're human beings. We're always, always coming up with new things and learning more about ourselves. So that's the strategy in terms of working through those beliefs. But make sure you take action, because if you do not do anything about this, these limiting beliefs are just going to get on top of you. Okay. And like I said, I thought I was like, yeah, no limiting beliefs, done. Boy, was I wrong. I was like going to more events. I was like, oh, blimey. More challenges came up. I was like, yeah, but I still do have limiting beliefs. And then, by the way, the more you progress in life, the more likely limiting beliefs are going to come up, because you're going to new territory. Your brain's going to be tested and there's going to be new fears and new challenges. And for me, it subconsciously impacted on many different areas, whether it's forming a relationship or whether it was increasing my business. On a subconscious level, I had limiting beliefs, not just about myself, but about other things in the world. And I had to take and pay attention to them and really embed new powerful beliefs into my system. So that's what I've got for you. One thing I wanted to mention is I'm going to start introducing group coaching sessions, just because I'm getting a high demand for one-to-one coaching. And obviously I can only take on a number of people, and I wanted a way to reach more people. So if groups coaching would be something you'd be interested in, and what we do in this group coaching is we'll go through a brief lesson from feedback, the kind of feedback I'm getting on the podcast, the messages people are sending in. We'll go through a quick lesson that I'll go through what you can do. And then we will have a Q&A session where I'll be able to answer as many questions as possible. We'll do that for an hour. But if you're interested in that, all you've got to do is email me coaching@johnnypardo.com. I'll leave it in the description again. And we'll have a Zoom session following sometime after Friday the 18th. So it'll probably be the following week. I will announce the date based on based on requests and the amount of people that are booking in for that. So yeah, if you're interested in the group coaching, just ping me an email and I'll leave the email in the description. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.